is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
It is 59 AD. We are in the Roman Empire. The emperor is Nero. A new book, Nero, Matricide, Music, and Murder in Imperial Rome. I welcome Anthony Everett and Roddy Ashworth, the authors, to help me tell a story that is not believable, except there it is in the books. We begin with Nero and his mother, Agrippina. There's a dinner party. The dinner party consists of the important personages of these first 5 years of Nero's reign. Seneca, his teacher, Poppaea, his lover, future wife, Burrus, the head of the Praetorian Guard, and Anicetus, who is a man who's responsible for a particular trireme. Gentlemen, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. Anthony, I begin with you because this moment, this dinner party arranged by Nero, he is planning to murder his mother. Do we know when he came up with that idea and at this moment why he came up with it? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and thank you very much for asking us. It's a great pleasure to be here. We can only speculate because four or five years passed without much incident, except that Agrippina was constantly annoying her son. The problem with Agrippina was that she didn't really understand her son, and she kept on pushing him to enter public life and to enjoy entering public life, to learn all the things you need to learn. And he resisted. He really wanted to race in chariots and listen to popular music and stuff like that, make it himself. So we don't really know, and we don't really know why. It must have been an accumulation of irritations.
The irritations, however, lead him to a murder plot that is indeed strange, using a trireme that is to fall apart while taking Agrippina back to her villa. The strange detail here is, why not poison? Why did he turn away from a weapon that his mother had perfected?
And which he himself used.
Yes.
He used poison himself. And in fact, the poison that he took with him in his last minutes got stolen by his domestic staff. So poison was in the air, certainly. Why he acted as he did, I don't really know. I suppose he thought he was holidaying near the fleet, and Anicetus was in charge of the fleet, and it would be a simple thing to do to get trireme broken up. He had seen a theatre show where something similar happened in the set, the decor of the play. So we're not sure, but he didn't tell anybody, any of his followers, apart from Anicetus.
So the dinner party
he didn't tell Burrus. They disapproved.
The dinner party did not know that he was planning to murder his mother.
No, not at all.
And the way he did it, he had a trireme constructed so that it would fall apart once it hit the waves. He wanted to get away with it and not have anybody know that he'd done it. Is that the understanding, Anthony?
Well, I think that's right. But once he had done the murder, and it was generally known that the murder had been done and everybody guessed it was him, he then felt paralyzingly guilty and came out more or less admitted by the plays that he chose to work in. He more or less admitted to his crime.
Let's go to the crime, because the trireme doesn't work. This is, you can't make this stuff up, okay? There's a lot of this in the telling of this story of Nero. When it falls apart, Agrippina, who is an extremely vigorous human being, swims away and doesn't call out, swims to shore, is rescued by fishermen, gets back to her villa. And Nero, fearful that she's survived in some fashion, he's waiting for word that she's dead, cannot call on the Praetorians because they're more loyal to his mother than they are to him. So exactly. He turns to Anicetus, the Greek, and he sends Anicetus. The death scene, Anthony, the death scene, whose source do we have on the death scene when she says, when she pulls open her breast and says, to stab me in the womb that gave birth to him? Whose scene is that?
I think that's Suetonius.
And do we trust?
I think Suetonius and Tacitus mentioned it, tell the story, and it is an astonishing omission.
Yes, they're telling a story almost as if we're in a play. Do you feel that when you read these sources?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. And the thing is that she is such a competent person. She is a very, very able politician. And she, her abilities stop, though, at the front door of her son. And she behaves extremely stupidly to him.
We need to know a great deal about Agrippina, but first I want to finish this episode because Anacetus takes a posse and he goes to the house and he murders Agrippina. And Nero immediately is grief-ridden, and he's also fearful. He's fearful that Rome will retaliate against him. He cowers. But the reactions of the Romans, how do they react, Anthony?
Well, they let it pass. I mean, they don't worry too much about it. It's the sort of thing that Nero might do. So although he was terrified that there would be an uprising of some sort in favor of Agrippina, there wasn't.
Did he put out the story that she was planning to kill him?
That was probably put together by Seneca, who was a dab hand with writing scripts.
Oh, we need to pay attention to the rest of the dinner table here. Seneca is his tutor, is a very famous Stoic. He's also an extremely rich man. He's a total contradiction, a man who is both a Sybarite and a Stoic at the same time. Was this commonplace in Rome, or was Seneca an exception?
I think he probably was. There was something called the Stoic opposition, where to which aristocrats like Seneca tended to belong, and they bemoaned the state of affairs, but decided that they'd have to live with it in any event. And Seneca admitted in the open that his morals were purer in the word than they were in the deed.
Another member of the dinner party, Burros, the leader of the Praetorians. Where does he come from, Anthony? Is it important, his personality?
He's just a plain soldier, and he was appointed because he wouldn't cause trouble, because the head of the Praetorian Guard was in a very powerful position. Because if he was clever, he could turn the guard on their employer.
The guard was loyal to Agrippina. Was Burros loyal to Agrippina? If he'd known about the plot, would have he interrupted it?
He was loyal but didn't act. Both Seneca and Burros, when they were told about the murder, just sighed and said, we're very sorry to hear it.
Very sorry to hear. And Pompeia, she is an aristocrat.
And
she's not yet his wife, I don't think. He's still married to Octavia, whom he was obliged to marry to give him a royal backdrop. What does Poppaea make of this plot? Do we think she knew it was happening?
We don't know, to be perfectly honest. I would have thought she might very well know, but we're not in fact told. We're hardly told about her presence there, but she was present.
She's a powerful
villain.
She's a very powerful human being, and we'll come back to her again, but we need to go back to where Agrippina came from. This woman who was murdered by her son with such a bizarre evening that led to Nero being liberated to be more of what he was, which is a total contradiction. I learned from the new book, Nero, Matricide, Music, and Murder in Imperial Rome. Mother is dead. Where did she come from? When we come back, Anthony Everett, Roddy Ashworth are the authors. I'm John Batchelor.